The yes circuit is a mini layer-like track enclosed within tough membranes. It's located inside of the sole layer in the underside of the edge, and it's between the base of the receptor sites and the exit of the template villi, and the inner outer edge membrane containing the swirling sole layer. The yes circuit receives universal source energies directly from the template villi. The receptor sites call in a specific source energy the structure wants and needs. The villi deliver the personalized invitation, attract the energy, and then immediately transfer the energy into the yes circuit located inside of the soul layer. The yes circuit is where the first personalization of a universal energy occurs. The mini layer-like track contains little individual tracks that are essentially circuits with specific energies entering constantly. The space these energies take up is minuscule, and so millions of them can travel through the circuit at the same time. Source energies enter the HES all over the edge and move in all directions, making continuous circuits increasing or decreasing in speed as they make their way around the yes circuit. These universal energies are sacrosanct and as such are shielded from disintegrating into the structure or dissipating back into the universal. The yes circuit is a hub, and it's flooded with the harmonizing energy, harmonizing the blended energy system, which forces the entering universal energies to sort of stay in place as they travel in the circuit. And the reason is because the layers are filled with harmonizing the layers. So here's this one little section, the yes circuit, that's really contained by harmonizing the BES. The yes circuit is a place where extrasensory awareness is stimulated within the structure, and it is related to multiple systems. We actually use this part of the subtle structure to feel energetically. The blended energy system, the layers, the harmonizing network, the bones of light, and the template all interact with this anatomy. Both the elimination system and the HEMF release right through it. It's the first personalization of the universal energies because the yes circuit sets the rate of speed or frequency that the subtle universal energies must move at to travel down the template strands to the east stomach. It both decreases and increases the energies, dialing them up or down in speed to bring them to compatible resonance with individuated energies that have split off from the core and are now moving inside of the soul layer. This way, it is the part of the HES that determines the ability of the blended energy system to mix the individuated energies with the universal energies. When these energies eventually arrive back in the soul layer after the journey through the whole long journey down into the east stomach and around and out and down into the soul layer, the personalized universal source energies can now finally be assimilated and used by the energy structure as fuel. The specific universal source energy traveling on its part of the yes circuit enters the circuit from the base of the template villi that originally attracted it to the HES and moves around the course of the particular circuit until it achieves the perfect velocity. When it does, it comes back to the mother villi, turns to face the template hook from the track it has been moving in, it quantum leads across the soul layer into the first neural net fiber of the template strand located at the mouth of the strand right by the hook. So the hook is open and ready to receive the pitch. So it essentially catches and then the energy travels down the neural net fibers. Issues arrive when different obstacles occur. And that seems obvious, but the most powerful obstacle is actually a frozen yes circuit, because this means the specific universal energy is actually useless to the structure. Eventually, it will disperse, because in this frozen state, it's unable to be received by the structure and used. Because there's no attachment developed at the functional level, the energy returns to the universal unfulfilled. However, if there is an attachment to not receiving, in other words, saying no, the energy cannot return to the universal and it fulfills its directive to do the exact opposite. In other words, universal love and light experiencing a no becomes no universal love and light, which is a totally different energy. No wonder things haven't been working out as you've expected. The yes circuit is built to say yes, then to receive and appreciate the abundance of the universal creative flow. But at the same time, we humans have free will and are the only ones who can stop our own benefit from coming to us. If we can do that, we can reverse it. Saying no to the flow of universal source is pretty much always based in a contraction of some kind. Trauma occurs and we contract, honestly. It's just a part of the experience of living, a natural flow and part of the life of the structure, really a function of the sacred anatomy. But in a healthy structure, the contraction is inevitably followed by an expansion, a relaxation. But when you say no to a specific energy, you have frozen the yes circuit. It's almost like it goes into a clutch and stopped it in its tracks. The little track devoted to this energy shrinks into a contracted state, and the inspiration from the specific universal energy fails to materialize. We, in fact, get the exact opposite. This means the need to return the yes circuit to a flowing yes. This is then done by thawing the frozen section of the circuit, releasing the trapped inspiration. Stopped movement in the yes circuit is like screaming no at the universe. The universal expression of life, which has no agenda or attachment and functions to only give what we need to have provided to us. In other words, what we are requesting. A single energy is the same as the next to the source, but to you, it can be life-changing.